Hey everyone, I'm one of those guys who gets really, really excited about a lot of things. And when we go on holiday, my wife's always having to calm me down as well as the kids because I'm bouncing up and down excited about it. I'll be the first one every year awake on Christmas Day in our house because I'm excited. I can wake the kids up and say, come on, Santa's been. I get excited waking up on birthdays and enjoying the excitement of birthdays. I get excited when I get a new coat. I get excited when I get a new pair of running shoes. I get excited when a new baking item arrives. I'm one of those people who just gets excited about a lot of different things. And 2 years ago, we got a new pup. And this pup discovered my new running trainers. And I picked them up. I quite liked these trainers. Picked them up from a cheap store, but I came home to discover she'd taken the top off them. I was absolutely devastated. And Naomi, sort of trying to resolve the situation, she said, Jim, isn't it about time? You're running a lot more now. You go and get a proper fitted set of trainers. She goes, it's my treat. She said, I'll get them for you. Just go and book the appointment to get your gaiter analyzed. So they do that weird voodoo sort of thing on your feet, and they measure everything and they say, right, this is the perfect trainers that are going to help you. So I went in, I did all the stuff, I ran on the treadmill, they went through all the different types of trainers, I spent a small fortune, and I was so excited to get these running trainers. I know for some of you are thinking, why are you excited about running trainers? But I know I'm a bit sad, but I'm excited by them. So I was like, yes, when am I going to get the chance to go running in these trainers? And the problem was, I couldn't go running for a couple of days. But the first chance I had to go take them running was when I was away in Harrogate at a conference. And I packed all my gym stuff, I packed my running gear, and I packed my trainers. And I remember that moment I put my trainers on, excitement was filling my body. I was finally got the perfect trainers to run with. And I started running. And if you know Harrogate, Harrogate's a bit hilly, okay? Or at least outside Harrogate, it certainly is hilly. And I ran outside Harrogate, and it was really, it was quite tough running up and down the hills. But I really enjoyed it. The weather was beautiful. It was great. I still have that excitement of my new trainers on. But after about 3 miles, my feet, the only way to describe it was they felt on fire. I couldn't run. It's like I couldn't put my feet on the floor. And so I stopped. I looked at the bottom of my foot. Now, normally with new trainers, I'd find a blister or something else on there. There was absolutely nothing. My feet were intact. In fact, when I touched them, they didn't even feel hot. So I put my trainers back on and I kept going and I kept going. And eventually, after another 3 miles, I got back to my hotel. I took my trainers off and my first instinct was, I never want to wear those again. I've spent all this money on these nice trainers and they're rubbish. They're not working. But then I remembered what the lady who fitted my trainers said. She said, can I give you a piece of advice? So the first few miles that you take on these trainers, they will feel really uncomfortable. But she said, in the long run, they will benefit the whole your body and the way that you run. So I thought, you know, I'm going to listen to her. 5 weeks later, I did the Potter's Half Marathon, the local half marathon. If you know the Potter's Half Marathon, it's tough. Wearing those trainers, not just because of those trainers, but also because of training. I knocked 13 minutes off my time. You know, the pain that I was feeling when I finished long runs in my hip because of slightly being out of shape, out of joint with my running and my feet a bit weird. They went. And those trainers really benefited me. But it took perseverance to break those trainers in. It took perseverance to get used to those new trainers. And guys, as we go into 2021, you know what, for some of you, it hasn't come soon enough. You just want a 2020 over. And you've come into this year really excited about the future. The same way I was excited about my new trainers. But guys, in the same way, my two trainers were really tough when I started using them. 2021 is probably going to be a tough year than when we start. And I could go there and today and preach and give you this grand vision about what I believe is going to be the best year in your life and everything else. God, but I really don't get that sense in my spirit as I was preparing this message. As the prophet Micaiah said in, I think it was 2 Kings 22, he said, I will only share a word that I feel God has laid on my heart. And that's what I want to share today. Only a word that God has laid on my heart. And as we were praying as leadership team about this year and what to do and how going forward, stepping into the newness of what God wants for us, we didn't believe that God wanted us to rebuild what was there before. But we believe God wants us to go forward And we were trying to think of ways, what the verse is for the year, what we can do, what God is trying to say to us. And as we were praying, Margaret, our church secretary, said these words. She prayed. She said, God, I pray this will be a year of new beginnings and new opportunities. And as she said that, a light bulb went off. It's like God spoke in that moment. And the verse that I was reminded of was Isaiah 43, verse 19, which says this: See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do not perceive it. I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Now, as everybody keeps saying, this year is not going to be easy. As we go to a post-COVID world, it's a lot of readjusting, repositioning we're going to have to do to go to our new world. But we need to seize every opportunity that God places in front of us. We need to seize every opportunity and every door that God is opening. But we also need to pray for wisdom, that every door that God opens in front of us, we will go through. Now, not every door that's opened for you is going to be the right door and the right opportunity. That's why you need to pray for wisdom this year. But my prayer is that you pray and I pray, and together we both pray, that God will guide us and take us into this new beginning, this new opportunities that are going to come before us. You know, it'd be very easy and exciting about the future. It's very exciting about the future, actually. But the future is going to look very different. But as I said, it won't be easy. Now, in Joshua 17, I'm encouraged when Joshua is dividing up the land of Israel, when they moved into Israel and Canaan, and he's dividing up this new country, and he allocated the different tribes, different places. And the tribes of Manasseh and Ephraim, Joseph's descendants, were allocated a certain land. And they come up to Joshua and they said, Joshua, you know, we haven't got enough space. We are expanding. Our people are expanding. We don't know what to do. And Joshua says, is your land not big enough? How big is it? And they explained where it reached to. And he says, well, go and take down some of the forest. Go and make room for your growing family. Guys, you know what? That God provided everything that those guys needed, that the tribes of Manasseh needed and the guys of Ephraim needed. But he said to them, sometimes you've got to work. God has given you everything, opportunity you need, but you need to work at it. And this year, as new opportunities come before us, as new beginnings happen before us, it's not always going to be easy, and there's going to be times we're going to have to work to create the place that God has positioned us, the place that God has called us to create. You know, 2021, it's going to be a year of new beginnings and new opportunities. But it's going to take some grit. It's going to take some endurance, and it's going to take some perseverance. But guys, you know, as a church leadership team and as your pastor, I'm cheering you on. I'm saying, guys, we can do this. We can make it. We made it through 2020. We're going to nail 2021. But sometimes you have to be a bit careful. And I've quoted this verse a lot in this new beginnings verse here. In Isaiah 43, verse 19. But sometimes we have to read the verses before to put this verse into context. And this is what it says from verse 16. It says, this is what the Lord says. He who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew up the chariots and the horses and the army and reinforcements together and lay there, never to rise again. Extinguished and snuffed out like a wick. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. And at first glance, these verses here, they seem a bit like God saying, don't dwell on the past, but he's talking about the past and he says, don't dwell on the past. And he does something, God does something amazing here. Is he reminds them of the glory days, of the amazing things he's done in the past. But he also says to them, that's brilliant what I did in the past. But don't dwell on the past. Step into the future, because I'm doing something new. And the other day I was talking to a friend, and the friend said, how are you doing? They said, oh, I just want to wear everything to go back to normal. And I'm like, really? You want everything to go back to normal? You know what? Life wasn't perfect at the beginning of 2020, before the pandemic. All this pandemic has done is crisis. This crisis has accelerated us into the future. We can't keep looking back to the way things were before. We need to embrace where we are now, embrace what God is doing now. Do you know when they first had the printing press and Christians were trying to print the Bible for anyone to read, some of the other Christians who were around were saying this is really bad, and they tried to burn them at the stake. Guys, we can't reject live in the past. We can't reject the new stuff that God's placing before us. We've got to step into the future. We've got to honor the past, but step into the future where God is calling us. Remember, as we go into this post-COVID world, we're going to have hope that things are going to be better. But we also got to remember that things won't be the same. And the world, when we come out of this COVID pandemic, it's going to be very different to the world we went into the COVID pandemic. We can't dwell in the past, because if we dwell in the past, we're going to miss what God is doing now. And there's been too many Christians, too many people, too many businesses that have dwelt in the past, have been stuck in the past and have faded away. We need to embrace what God is doing right now. And I want to encourage you, 2021, it's going to be a year to step forward, not a year to step back. It's going to be a year to step into the things of God, not step backward into the things of the past. It's going to be a year that is going to, as I said before, it's going to take grit, endurance, and perseverance. But as we do this, we're going to have a glorious future. As we do this, I believe we're going to see more things happen than we ever expected, both grand but also small. The small little victories we're going to get. And look out for those small little wins, because they're so important in keeping you encouraged as you go forward. And below, there's going to be a link, some links there about some resources I'd love you to download and connect with that are going to hopefully get you to grapple with some of the stuff that I've shared today. But be encouraged. God is on the move. God is doing something incredible in the small and in the big. But guys, we can't be living in the past. We've got to step into the new that God has for us. So this year, let's with wisdom embrace the new beginnings that are going to come before us, the new opportunities that are going to come before us. And I just want to finish with a quick story. I remember last year, biggest time last year, there was bushfires all over Australia. And it was a load of stuff going. And I came across this one picture. And in the midst of the bushfire, after the bushfires had ravished, there was a green shoot. And that green shoot was a sign of new life coming through, breaking through from the destruction of what happened. And guys, this year, we're going to start looking out for those green shoots that out of the mess that this pandemic has caused. Let's look out for those little green shoots that God's bringing up. And let's grab hold of them. Let's nurture them. Let's grow them. And let's see the glorious future that God has before us. Be encouraged. As I say, make sure you check out the resources below. But if you're free tonight to join us at our Zoom congregation, click, message me, and we'll send you the link to come and join us. Have a great day.